The Pop Culture Show is presented by Big Five Rum, brand new sponsor this month. Welcome to the club. I love their slogan, welcome to the club, and that is some good rum. We'll talk about it here in just a bit. The Pop Culture Show is a deep dive into the latest celebrity sleaze, all the new music, TV, technology. We kind of keep up with it so you don't have to. We throw in a lot of our observations and commentary, so why wait? Let's get on with it. I'm Barnes, that is Leslie Fram.
Rum.
Oh, yeah. And that is Paul Cubby Bryant, our official taster.
That's right. That's right. You know, you send it to me, I drink it. I love our sponsors, by the way. It's
awesome. It is funny. Every month, Cubby's like waiting at the door for 500 Amazon packages and one liquor bottle that comes as the sponsor for the month.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. And welcome to March, everybody.
Welcome to March. Don't you think of the beach when you drink rum?
Yes. And this rum that we're the sponsor this month, they've got a coconut flavor that is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Hey, please help us out. Rate, review, and subscribe to Pop Culture Show if you get a second. And also check out our TV apps on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV. You can grab it and watch all of this stupidity on as big a TV as you have.
Yes.
We have apps.
I know. And actually, tee it up.
I've been doing some thinking. I just want to get this out of the way. And this is a positive thing. Our podcast has grown so much, especially from the very beginning when we didn't even do video, you know, and now we have video and these amazing promos, and I've upped my computer, you know, RAM. I got new cameras. I got ring lights. And Barnes, you know, you probably have the best studio of all of us.
He does.
So I feel like I had to up my game over the week of the past week. And I did some work here, ordered some things from Amazon. Let me know what you think of my brand new setup since our show is so big now.
So you're going to turn the camera around and show us finally?
Yeah, I'm going to show you what I've done in the last 5 days. I've really upped my game, and I think it's going to beat you, Barnes. Here we go.
Wow!
See?
That is serious.
That looks like the set of CNN.
You no longer have the best setup. I have upped my game. I am ready to do this, baby.
So here's a pro tip. That looks all great because you're looking at it. Now why don't you work on that fucking ridiculous background behind you?
I do look like I'm in an ISIS video, don't I?
I can send you some folk art.
Yeah. Good job.
Well,
good job.
You guys do have the best backgrounds, I will say. I do have to do something about my curtains.
Well, I've told you I'm willing to fly up to New Jersey and help.
No, I you know what? Would you do that, really? I would appreciate that.
100%. I'd like to see Coco anyway and the baby and meet the baby. But so you're third place? Because I like to meet the baby and see Coco, but...
I'll take it.
But it's like he's in his mom's basement.
It really is like Wayne's World.
It's kind of all beige. So it's kind of an all beige, ISIS-y feel. I didn't want to say anything, but now that he's gloating about his new 15,000 monitor NASA setup, I thought I had to mention
it's very, very cool. And I'm loving Leslie's background. You've really upped your background.
I've got a lot of my folk art. People are asking me about it. There's some Finsters back there. Yeah.
So does this mean you no longer use your fake Zoom backgrounds when you do your Zoom meetings?
No, my Zoom, I do use those on my work Zoom meetings. I do the fake background.
But why? You have a great background now.
I guess I could.
Yeah.
I hate those. I don't like the fakies.
You don't? People don't.
Everyone always thinks that the liquor bottles behind me are fake. And
no,
that
those are real.
I'm like, no, I can grab them and drink them right now. They're,
right.
They're real.
Yeah.
They're a sponsor. Anyway. Well, good job, Cubby.
I have a fun March fact, by the way. Now it's officially March. Yeah. Do you know you don't have to flip your calendar if you don't want to? Because it's the same exact days as February as far as the days of the week. February 1st was a Monday and March 1st is a Monday. So it's the same exact numbers to the day, except until we get to the 29. Obviously, we're going to have 29 and we didn't have one in February.
That's a fun fact.
That's my fun fact of the day. March is the same day and numbers as February.
You know, I feel like we should start putting in, this triggered a thought, something you had shown me this week, a photo of you, and I forgot who it was. I think it was Britney Spears or something. We should start putting up an image, like grab a random image from our just collection of all these years and tell the story behind the picture.
That's a great idea. Like show and tell.
Yeah.
Well, there's so much more to it than just, hey, here you are with Britney Spears.
There's a story.
Where was it? What was going on? What was the story behind it? I think that would be fun.
What was the group shot I saw you guys? It was you and Leslie was wearing some...
Chumbawamba.
Was it Chumbawamba you guys were with? But Leslie was wearing some gear.
I think it was a Halloween show, and that's why people didn't understand what I was wearing, but guess what it was?
What was it?
Should
it was
I tell it now? It was Bullets, but I went as Bullet with butterfly wings. I went as a Smashing Pumpkins song, and of course nobody got it, but I had like wings behind me.
Why would you do that to a Chumbawamba meet and greet?
It was a Halloween. They played our Halloween concert, Barnes.
Oh, well, that remember? Was a missing piece.
Yes.
I was like, why does Leslie have bullets on?
I know.
It was.
No, wait, Barnes, we have to show, I guess we start next week, the picture of you with Michael Hutchins.
Oh, that was, yeah, that's what made me think
yes,
of this.
Yes.
The story behind the stories. And, well, I can show it to you right now. Look at this unearthed. Our old boss sent this to me. This is Baby Barnes. He said Baby DJ Barnes.
Baby Barnes.
This is Michael Hutchins. For those not watching, we're wearing awful tie-dyed shirts. It's me and Steve Craig and Michael Hutchins. They all forced us to wear these yellow tie-dyed 99X shirts at this big concert we did at Stone Mountain.
It was in the 90s.
They couldn't find us.
And Barnes's first comment when we saw the photo was, I always hated those t-shirts.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool picture of Michael Hutchins.
It is.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
And he, you know, we spent the day with him, and he came out and was going to sing with the Lemonheads. It's when Mrs. Robinson was on the charts and was getting airplay. Cubby, he couldn't remember the words to the chorus. That's how drunk he was.
Oh, my gosh. It's like me with a podcast sometimes.
It is. It was sad. He got up, and all you have to do is go, and he was like, and that was his one thing. And then they played that night at a very small club called The Masquerade. Not super small, but small compared to like a big theater. And I guess he was just partying a lot.
Yeah, we spent the day with him and Evan Dando from the Lemonheads. It was like 100 degrees outside. It was one of those, you know, hot southern days.
May.
And Evan Dando was wearing like a big sweater the whole time.
Yeah, but he wanted that was his thing. He wanted to stink, I guess.
You know, you think Michael Hutchins and you think NXS. And I remember this brings me back to a story. I was in Virginia Beach. I was a kid listening to the radio. And What You Need came on. And the DJ goes, this is brand new from a new group called Inks. Check it out.
Yes, I remember DJs calling them Inks.
Yeah, I remember being a kid going, I don't think that's right. I think it's NXS.
It's pretty pathetic.
Follow the Pop Culture Show on Twitter for the latest breaking celebrity, music, and TV news. Keep on top of your pop culture news with us on Twitter. Follow at Pop Culture Show on Twitter.
All right, guys. So every single week, you're always talking about your iPhone this, your iPhone that, the iPhone hacks, Barnes. It's like an update here, update there. Well, I have one for you from Android, from my phone.
Okay.
Yes, and this is new for Netflix. I don't think you can get it on your iPhone.
You're trying to one-up us?
I'm trying to one-up you from my Android phone. Have you heard about the new download, the new app?
No.
This is pretty Android cool. News.
It's called Downloads for You. From Netflix, and you know, of course, we know how much Netflix that Barnes and I watch. I don't know about you, Cubby, but it automatically downloads, it recommends shows or movies for you, and then automatically downloads it on your phone. And it can, and you can kind of set how many gigabytes. Although I did see one article, Barnes, where somebody was like, yeah, this isn't good because it's downloading way too many things because there's always new stuff on Netflix.
Well, that's interesting. So they're feeling the heat from all these new apps like Discovery and whatever and Disney this and whatever. And so they're feeling like if they force shows on you,
yes,
we need to get Cubby that app ASAP because he doesn't watch anything. They won't even know what to recommend.
I know. Guys, it's called The Pop Culture Show, yet I don't watch a lot of the pop culture stuff. Should I be just kicked off the show?
Well, but you do other things that warrant keeping you around.
I am going to say this, though. I do find it really difficult to search on Netflix. I'm usually like on Google going, what new movies are out on Netflix? It's not an easy...
They have so much stuff.
So much stuff. But anyway, this is new, but it is coming to iOS soon.
So you can tell it you want it to give you things and it'll just dump them into your phone.
You can tell it how many gigabytes. So
I don't know if I like that or not.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it.
But I might. Because think about it. If you go on a flight and you forget to download some movies and you're like, oh, let's see what Netflix stuck in my queue, especially if you can limit it to 3 gigs or 4 gigs or whatever.
Yeah, you can totally limit it. But you're right. I didn't think about that for travel because I guess I'm not traveling right now. But there's so many new series and new movies and new documentaries. Well.
Yeah. Bram, technology is my turf. I'd appreciate it if you and your Android people, all six of you, would just stay out.
Step back.
Did you ever have an iPhone? Ever?
I had an iPhone forever, and I think it's much more intuitive. I will tell you that for sure. And I ended up getting this phone for free.
That's right.
And so I didn't want to go back because I didn't want to lose all my stuff.
Right.
So if I can successfully keep all of my photos and everything else, I will go back to an iPhone.
You know how hard it is, Cubby, to deal with her with that Android? I can't text her.
I know.
I can't group text videos to her.
I know.
I can't. It's all me. So Cubby and I talk about a lot of stuff that you're just not involved in.
I need to go back. I need to go back.
So if I send a GIF or a GIF, whatever you call it, to you guys, we're on group chats a lot, and I'll send like a GIF or something.
I get those.
You get those, right, Leslie?
Okay, yeah. Okay. At least there's that.
So again, you can get this on Android and your player for Netflix, but it is coming to iOS soon, guys, so look for it.
Very cool. All right, so guys, it's the Pop Culture Show, and this is where we go around the room and just throw out news and nuggets and kind of a potpourri of different news stories here. And Barnes, what do you have for us?
What's a potpourri?
I don't know. What did I say?
Potpourri?
Potpourri. I meant potpourri. You know, potluck. It's potluck. It's just anything on our minds.
The word of the day.
I was like, we've got a potpourri? Is that a jam?
I think I said the wrong word, but you know what I'm... It's a mixed bag of things.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of stuff. Barnes, take it away.
I got something for you. You all make fun of me for Pokemon and the fact that I still play Pokemon Go. This past weekend was the 25th anniversary of Pokemon. And I guess some legitimate people like it, like Post Malone, who played their virtual concert.
I saw this.
He did a remake of Only Want to Be With You. And it's a trip. I want to play a couple of clips from it. It's a very chilled out. I kept waiting for it to kick in, and it never really did. Listen to the intro. The intro he's working in Pokemon sounds into the melody. I'm not kidding you. Listen to this. Listen, this is real. Listen to the intro. That's like when you're walking looking for Pokemon. Do-da, boom, bring, do-da. And there's one weird thing that'll totally fuck you up with this song. When you're trying to sing it, he's changed out Dolphins Make Him Cry, because that's, you know, Darius, a big Miami Dolphins fan, and he put that line in there. Well, Post Malone is a fan of what team, Cubby?
Post Malone is a Jets fan.
No.
Giants. Dallas
Cowboys.
Falcons.
So, here, this totally screws you up when you're trying to sing along.
I'm such a baby cause the Cowboys make me cry, but there's nothing I can do.
But it never really picks up. It never really kicks in. It stays super chill, which
is
fine.
I just love Post Malone's voice. I love
too.
It.
It is. It's
so
like he has
good.
Sang with every person on, you know, in on the planet.
He can do anything.
He can do anything. You can get that now on Spotify. Here's just one little bit of the hook, one last one.
But there's nothing I can do.
So it is definitely contagious.
Yeah, it's going to be in my head all day. Have you been keeping up with the Gina Carano news about, you know, she got let go from Mandalorian on Disney Plus?
Only the headlines. I don't understand why.
Let me go back to on February 10th. She got a lot of backlash for some of her media posts and memes that she was putting out there mentioning Jeffrey Epstein and comparing conservatives in the United States to Holocaust victims. Lucasfilms came out and said Gina Carano will no longer be a part of The Mandalorian. And she was like one of the stars, right? But she just came out with her first interview on the Ben Shapiro show, and she's like, I'm not going down. She said, she's basically saying right now that she's being bullied by Disney, but I don't know where the bullying's come from.
I've seen so much now, clearly, of like the bullying that's been taking place. And I saw it before. This is not like, I mean, I'm not the only one that's ever been bullied by this company. And I know that so deeply that I could share a story and it would turn things around in the media, but I can't do that because it would be selling out. A friend.
Ooh, I think we could smell a book coming.
She says, I'm going to go down swinging. She's not giving up. And she also says, I love everyone. I don't hate anyone.
It sounds like she's trying to get her job back, and if that doesn't work, she's going to come out swinging. She talked about hurting a friend. That was interesting.
It was very interesting. So we'll see what happens, but I mean, those posts were not good that she put out.
Wow.
Guys, this is crazy because I love flying. You know, I actually listen to air traffic control a lot. I'm kind of a nerd like that. The FAA can't explain why some pilots saw a UFO over New Mexico last weekend. They were on a flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix, and here is the FAA transmission.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
A cruise missile?
What is that?
They don't know what it was. I mean, this is like out of the X-Files, it seems like. And I mean, but again, you hear UFO, your unidentified flying object. So it's not like it's a spaceship or anything. It could have been. I don't know. But it's an unidentified flying object. They don't know what it was.
But, you know, people immediately start thinking aliens when you say UFO.
Correct.
Right. But it is an unidentified flying object.
Right.
Right. Right. And you know what? It could have been a million things. It could have been a shooting star, and they're much higher in the altitude. So it looks different.
Well, that pilot sounded pretty sure of what he saw. Tell me again, they were flying from where to where?
Cincinnati to Phoenix, and this happened over New Mexico. You know, everyone talks about New Mexico and Area 54.
That's spooky.
It is spooky, though. It is cool.
Did you guys see the new commercial? Michael Bolton has now done a couple of commercials, but do you know what Robinhood is? Trading?
Oh, right. This is, they took a lot of heat with the whole GameStop thing, right?
I believe so. And there's another brokerage called Public that is trying to take advantage and pull people away from Robinhood. So they, of course, what do? You hire Michael Bolton.
He's your spokesperson.
It's pretty funny. It's so funny that I watched the whole thing. Like, I watched the entire ad because I was so mesmerized by what was happening. Just Michael Bolton and like his drinking, not vest, but like, a robe, like a satin robe, and he has a cocktail.
Like a Hugh Hefner kind of thing?
And he breaks into song. Check this out. Tell me, how am I supposed to trade without you? I start feeling your hand for all so long. And it's apparently working. how much money? Because this is the second one where they've taken a company and made it cheesy lyric.
Right.
Not making fun of his music, but using his music as the music. How big are the dollar signs for him to say yes?
I really feel like we should get Michael Bolton on.
I would love to have him on.
I'm going
to
talk in sleaze about how he's doing the dating game.
So, yeah, I saw that with
Zooey Deschanel.
Zooey Deschanel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know who's directing that?
Your buddy?
Fuchs.
Ken Fuchs.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to have him on. So, guys, this goes back to there's two sides to every story, right? Now, Jamie Spears, who's the dad of Britney, his attorney is coming out saying, listen, he basically saved his daughter's life. This is a story about a fiercely loyal and loving, dedicated father who rescued his daughter from life-threatening situation. And he goes on to say, and this is some of the alarming stuff, he goes on to say that he helped her regain custody of her children over all these years that he's been over her conservatorship. He's brought her finances back from disaster. This is the thing that shocked me, that when he first came into the picture, she was down to like $2.8 million. So apparently there were people around her that were, you know, taking advantage of her. And it also goes to say that now he's brought her finances back to $60 million, which still kind of seems low for me for Britney Spears. I mean, to me, it seems like she would be worth over, you know, almost
$500 million.
I agree.
Exactly. But anyway, so he goes on to say that he's been nothing but a loving father. Now, Britney's never come out publicly and said anything bad about her dad. It's coming through her attorney. So we'll see. And this attorney also said that even before the pandemic, that Britney and her dad spent a lot of quality time together. So we'll see. So again, two sides to every story.
So this clip is his lawyer?
Yes, it's his attorney.
This is a story about a fiercely loving, dedicated, and loyal father who rescued his daughter from a life-threatening situation. People were harming her and they were exploiting her. Jamie saved Britney's life.
Wow, very serious.
It is, and you know, he's been doing it for years, so we'll see what happens.
Guys, you're going to love this. This went viral this past week, but James Corden spent the afternoon with Prince Harry on a double-decker tour bus in L.A. Did you guys see this?
I did.
Priceless.
It was awesome. It was just them on a tour bus, nobody else. And the highlight, of course, was visiting the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air house. And this happened.
Have you ever watched The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Yes.
This here, right there, is the house from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The very house that Will Smith turns up to is good enough for the Fresh Prince, it's good enough for a real prince.
Okay.
Do you remember the song?
Now, this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Now, take a minute.
And sit right there.
Sit right there.
I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called...
Bel Air.
Look at you! See? It's made for you.
Corden is so creative.
He really is.
It makes me love Harry even more.
Yeah. He was... James was serving him tea on the bus. It was great, making him feel at home.
So funny that he asked... The prince asked to go to the bathroom... At the house.
Right, right.
Which, those people had to be freaking out. What a story they have to tell for years.
And I guess Oprah will have her exclusive interview with Meghan Markle soon.
Do you ever watch James Corden live, though? I feel like all his stuff just becomes viral the next day.
Yeah, it's all the carpool karaoke.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's also
exactly.
Good.
Yeah, they're funny.
Guys, here's our sponsor for this month. This is unbelievable rum. It's called Big Five.
Big Five?
Big Five. And man, this smells, honestly, like Caribbean. I mean, immediately.
Takes you to the beach?
Just take a whiff. This is the coconut flavor that you mentioned it earlier. You stole my thunder, Leslie. It's like instant beach.
I know.
I was drinking it last night with Diet Coke as a mixer. Very sweet and very good.
My bottle will be here when?
It's supposed to be there. Like now.
Okay.
It's not, you know, it's just the beginning of the month. Don't sound like an addict, Cubby, who's like,
I need my bottle, Big Five.
My bottle will be here when?
You'll have to have a little umbrella in your drink. You have to.
All right. I'll do it.
So the show all this month is presented by Big Five Rum. Welcome to the club. You know, this rum was inspired by the social clubs in Havana, Cuba back in the 50s.
Love that.
It's like the vibrant nightlife, cabaret, laid-back style. That's the whole image of this rum. And you can find it, I'm sure, at a liquor store near you. And I would suggest checking out some of the other flavors, too. They have a bunch of different flavors, but this one is the green bottle that's coconut rum.
Kind of looks like you've broken into that bottle, Barnes.
I have broken into it. And you can go straight, too.
Yeah.
It's very, very good straight.
How about high five for Big Five for
high
a slogan?
High five for Big Five.
Oh, nice.
So look forward to the Pop Culture Show presented all month long by Big Five Rum. Welcome to the club.
Well, then we should just break into celebrity sleaze.
Sip, sip.
What an unbelievable week. Two huge stories. First of all, Tiger Woods and this horrible accident that he had. And it's interesting because, you know, they're saying obviously there was no substance abuse involved, but that he
Thankfully.
May have been going at high speeds. They haven't really come out anymore after that. But just to see how many times he rolled over, I wonder how fast he was going.
I heard that road had been a problem, though, before. Yeah. Many wrecks have happened on that road.
They said people who live right there are so used to hearing accidents that they immediately call 911.
There were rumors that they had to use the jaws of life, but I guess that wasn't true.
No. I don't know how that got started. Yeah. Maybe people just saw them. It was an axe they were using and some other pry tool.
Right.
I forgot the name. But did you see the part where the first responder went down the ravine and looked in the window, and he said all he could see was white from his eyes because it was so dark in the car. And he said, "What's your name?" And the guy, and he stopped for a second, looked up, and he said, "Tiger."
He did. He said his name.
About a millisecond, and he goes, "Holy shit, that is Tiger Woods."
Yeah. Now, he has been moved to a different hospital, and I guess you guys have seen like major injury to his leg. There's like a rod and a pin, and now it's a lot of rehabilitation. Somebody was talking about, and maybe you'll know this, wasn't there another golfer that went through a horrible accident and then came back and did all the rehabilitation and was able to get back to playing? They were comparing that in the news, but this is just unbelievable that this happened, and thank God he's alive.
I think that happened. I think Ben Hogan, legendary Ben Hogan, was in a bad car wreck, like back in the 50s or 40s or something like that. But you know what? I just want to say one thing. I just want to say, you know, you hear people saying, is he ever going to golf again? All right, that's great and all, and let's hope he does. But thank God that his family didn't lose him. I mean, his kids still have a father.
God his son wasn't in the car.
That's what it all comes down to. He's still alive, you know?
And Cubby, your buddy... And our buddy, Dr. Oz, said that he thinks he could be back playing in a year.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm fearful about that back. You know, they haven't talked about the back. His back is very fragile, and he was rolling around. Uh-huh. You know, I hope his back is okay.
Scary.
And there were injuries to his foot, so we'll see. The other huge news, and it's funny that it was, you know, again, TMZ seems to break all these stories, is the horrifying story about Lady Gaga's dog walker who was shot. And, you know, two of the dogs, I guess, were kidnapped, right? The guy was shot in the chest.
There was video of it.
And he's okay.
The video is disturbing. It's scary.
Disturbing. Yeah. It looks like something that happens in my house.
I know. It reminded me of that surveillance footage.
She's in Italy doing a movie. So can you imagine, you know, you hear this terrible news. But someone did return the two dogs to the LAPD. So the dogs are back. But how horrifying. And by the way, it's like they were saying that it was these people were kidnapping the dogs because of the pedigree of the dogs. I immediately went to they knew it was Lady Gaga's dogs.
I agree, Leslie. That's what I thought.
They didn't?
No, it was because of the pedigree of the dogs. And I was like, what?
Right.
I mean, people are just driving around looking for that type of dog?
Yeah.
Evidently.
Wow.
They never caught the guys, though. As of this taping, they haven't caught the people that did it, right?
She has offered like a $500,000 reward for the safety of her dogs, but now the dogs are back. So I'm wondering if she's going to have a reward to just catch this person.
Right.
Or persons. The other big news is that the boss, Bruce Springsteen, did have to pay a fine, although he was found, I guess they released the charges. I guess he hasn't been charged, but he did have to pay $540. He showed up at the courthouse and basically said, yes, he was drinking. He had, quote unquote, two small shots of tequila.
Wasn't this a big waste of taxpayer money?
It really is.
That he got the ticket in the first place.
And mm-hmm. people
in
are
a,
like,
a
lot of people, anybody. He did show up at the courthouse, though, with a black jacket. I mean, he had to show up as Bruce, right? And
right.
did you guys, have you listened at all to the podcast he's doing with Barack Obama? That was a big get.
I thought that's their podcast.
It's their podcast. Yeah, I haven't listened to it yet.
No, I haven't.
All right, that'll be my assignment to listen to the podcast. I think they've released a couple of episodes so far. Now we're in the pop culture show is in competition with Barack Obama and Bruce Springsteen.
No, we're in competition with scanners because Cubby will listen to jet scanners all night before he'll listen to the pop culture show.
Yeah, go to liveatc.net. It's a great website. Live air traffic control.
Well, I guess it is official that Kim Kardashian and Kanye are getting a divorce. But did you see the story about Kanye selling off her jewelry?
Doesn't surprise me.
This is really weird. Apparently, a source said that some of Kim's stuff in Wyoming was packed for her to take back to L.A., but some of the items got tossed in the garbage. They added, quote, in the last 2 weeks, Kanye was attempting to sell jewelry that he had purchased for Kim at least to two top jewelers.
Can't wait to see who she ends up with.
But the thing is like, there shouldn't be. I mean, look, first of all, they're both almost billionaires, right? They're both equally as rich as the other. So I don't know why he'd be trying to sell off her jewelry.
I'll tell you why right now. He spent $13.2 million, including $12 million of his own money for his 2020 presidential campaign.
Yikes.
Oh, so he's trying to recoup by selling off her jewelry?
Yeah.
To the pawn shop, Kanye.
Yep.
Kylie, who has, again, you know, all the Jenners, let's just put them in a big pot. Kylie was walking around with Birkenstocks, but not just any kind of Birkenstocks. These were Hermes Birkenstocks that were worth $76,000.
Can you imagine the receiving department at their home? They must get so much stuff.
Right. There's probably like tons of boxes unopened. You're right.
Can you imagine like spending $76,000 on a pair of Birkenstocks? I'm just wondering, like, is that a drop in the bucket for her?
No, especially during a pandemic when people are struggling and taking, you know, government loans. These guys are walking around in $75,000 flip-flops.
And get your calculator out for this because Rihanna has her lingerie brand called Savage X Fenty. And apparently it's worth at least $1 billion. She has a third of that.
Gosh.
Wow.
She's doing well.
I was filming. I have a quick Rihanna story.
Please do.
I was filming a VR experience at a very fancy hotel in France. And Rihanna was in the room that we needed to film. And so we had to wait till she was leaving. And as you go up to it, they have, you know, bodyguards in the hallway, the whole thing. So we're just waiting for her to get out. And we had to scout it. And so she was finally getting out. She had been in there 3 weeks and it was 30,000 euro a night. And
Yikes.
She was there for 3 to 4 weeks recording an album. So I guess a record company picks that up. I don't even know how, you know, I don't know. But we went in after she had left and before the cleaning crew came. Man, it was a mess.
Really?
I mean, there was shit everywhere. It's like she just ate from the mini bar. Like there was, you know what I mean? Like there's like
not a bad
tons
thing.
Of, you know, ashes
like Macaulay
everywhere.
Culkin in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. And I looked around to see if there was any nuggets, but there was, you know, there were no nuggets. I don't know how you leave the room and not think you forgot something because there's just shit everywhere.
I mean, you've been in those hotels late at night and you got, you know, you need a snack. You know, and the pistachios are $10. You got to go for it, right?
Right. You don't want to go anywhere.
But that was her meal every day, it looked
like.
So because there were just wrappers. I guess she must have been refusing service because there was just stuff and little bottles and little glasses everywhere and just stuff everywhere. It did feel kind of weird, like I was invading somebody's space. But I was just doing a walkthrough to see it.
She's drop dead gorgeous. Seriously.
I never saw her. We were there for a week at the same time, and I never saw her. I saw her bodyguards. That was it.
I've got your baby, baby, baby news. First of all, Catherine McPhee, have you seen this one? Catherine McPhee and David Foster, you know, they got married. He's 71, she's 36. I'm not judging, but I like her, but they just had a baby boy. Yeah, baby
What's
news.
What's going on?
Megan Trainor. I know, he's 71,
yeah,
she's 36.
Hold on, don't run past that story, Leslie. You drop a 71, 36 on me.
I know.
Isn't her dad a big time record executive?
I think so. And, you know, his kids, like, he's got kids that are in their 50s.
Right. Wasn't he tied into the Kardashian thing? Is he in that world?
David Foster? He's a huge, huge producer.
But I thought he was, like, somehow intertwined with that whole group with the Jenners and the... No?
I met David Foster once, and he's a very funny guy.
He looks funny.
We were telling some jokes. He's a good dude. But I kind of feel like, see, I'm 49 and I have a one-year-old, and I feel guilty for being a little older because I know I'm going to be pretty old when my daughter is like 30. So I feel bad for, I mean, David Foster's kid, he's going to be 81 when the kid's 10.
True.
Pretty old. Dude, you're going to be 80.
Yeah, I'll be, when I'm 80, my daughter is going to be 30. Yeah, that's crazy.
And again, I say he's got a lot of children and some of his kids are in their 50s.
Didn't he have a reality show?
David Foster?
Did. Yeah.
God, Barnes, you're bringing up all this David Foster stuff I need to look up.
He was funny.
You have a secret crush?
He was very funny. No, I thought he was funny and fascinating. I mean, he's super talented. How many Grammys has he won?
Oh, he's written so many songs.
Yeah.
Should we look up David Foster here?
No, go back and look for his reality show. Either he was on one or he has one. I swear I saw it.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I wanted to report on some baby news, but I know you're very fascinated about this one.
Fram, I'm interacting. This is a podcast.
Well, we know that Meghan Trainor and her husband, Daryl Sbarro, had a baby boy, Riley. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry expecting their second, which is going to be kind of cool. And then we do have a Jon Snow baby, Kit Harington from...
What?
Kit Harington had a baby. Kit Harington and Leslie, Rose Leslie, from Game of Thrones. They met on the set of Game of Thrones, and they got married, and they had a baby.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
It's your baby,
you
baby,
about.
Baby news.
Wait, there's a show you don't watch, Barnes?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Sorry. Can't believe you didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Cubby.
I mean, come on.
Don't get me riled up.
Now, I did mention that Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton are going to host a celebrity dating game. Yeah, they're going to actually be, the twist on this is they are going to be the matchmakers. Did you ever remember that the original dating game, like there were some famous people on there before they became famous. I looked this up. Farrah Fawcett was on that show. Suzanne Summers. Michael Jackson was on that show.
Michael Jackson?
Yep.
Is there a video of that?
Reviving.
How about the dating game murderer? You heard about that guy?
Yeah, I watched that. Doc or whatever it was. It was a Dateline maybe.
So anyway,
fascinating. But people were trying to go on there and get seen. It was the reality show circuit, which is kind of what it is now, where that you try to get on and you try to get seen and you try to get someone to see you and get picked up by an agent.
Remember at the very end of the show, they blow kisses?
Vaguely.
Yeah, I do remember that.
My sister would run behind the couch because she hated it because the big kisses would come at you at the TV and they'd be like, goodbye, everybody. And they go,
yeah.
And the kisses would come, and my sister would run behind the couch because she was afraid she was going to get hit by one of the graphics.
You can't do that now because of COVID, but...
right,
so
exactly.
This is coming to ABC, so they're reviving this. They're going to be the matchmakers. The other thing, too, now is that everybody's going to be visible because, remember, they used to have the suitors were hidden.
Right.
So that'll be interesting. Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton. Billie Eilish had a stalker. This is so crazy. I mean, you become famous and immediately I think that's the number one thing that happens to celebrities is they have a stalker. Well, she had to put a restraining order against John Matthews Hurl. Apparently, he was camped out across the street from her house and he left her these really disturbing letters. One saying, and this is terrible, note that said, "You will die." And he signed it, Adam Lucifer.
Oh, I hope she moves soon because she's living in her family home still with Phineas and the family. And it's a very, you know, not huge house on a regular street. You can totally walk up to the front door. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, but apparently no matter how big your house is, people can get into it. You look at that Suzanne Summers story from a few weeks ago. That guy just wandered in.
You hear that all the time. These people that just somehow wander through the gates and get in.
Yeah.
But it's just a little scary when, I mean, she's a superstar and she's still, you know, in this accessible home, which it's sad that you have to live that way.
It's very sad. Time for bodyguards, too.
True.
This was a funny Taylor Swift story. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a fan of hers named Bobby Ernst. And he got some swag. He got some merch from her album Evermore. And it turned his skin green. He reported this on TikTok. He told everyone the tale on TikTok, saying he wore a Life is a Willow t-shirt for a day or two and found his back, arms, and chest had turned green when he took the t-shirt off. And apparently a couple of days later, after a couple of showers, his skin was still green. But he says he still loves Taylor.
Money hunting. Barnes just said it. Yeah, I agree.
He wants green.
Yes. Yeah,
a different
attention.
Kind of green.
He
Fame.
Wants green. I love hearing new series on Netflix. And this one, actually, I think I would watch. A live action series featuring Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family.
Okay, come on.
Da-da-da-da. What?
They're really running out
She's
of
gonna
stuff.
She's going to be a student at Nevermore Academy. You don't think that'll be priceless? Come on.
The reboots are in. They're going deep into recurring characters on shows, even beyond that.
Oh, you know what? Reboot? It's not really a reboot. Did you see the promo for Paramount? Yeah. They got the Real World cast back together from season one.
They're doing it again.
Yeah. What do you mean they're doing it again? This is the second time?
They're doing all the season one people now.
We actually had a big party at Viacom CBS for the launch of, it was virtual, of Paramount Plus, and so many great shows coming to Paramount Plus.
I got
to
tell you.
It'll be on that.
Yeah,
I want to get Paramount Plus just for that promo I saw for the 1991 cast getting back together. I mean, I haven't gotten Discovery Plus, but I'm going to get, I think, Paramount Plus. I really want to see this.
I don't know how long they're going to live there, but it's going to be them all and how things are now.
In the same apartment?
Yes.
I believe. Yeah.
Same exact
apartment.
Barnes,
you are such a fan of The Real World.
I mean,
I thought you were.
I love the first three or four, and then they lost me.
It was, you know, I was on an episode.
What?
I hosted an entire episode. You don't remember that?
What year?
Yeah, what town?
Atlanta. So what happened was they all came through. It was Road Rules. I'm sorry, Road Rules.
Okay.
MTV, though.
Scared MTV, the sidecar show to Real World. And they came to Atlanta, and the whole thing was a big, like, game show. And so I was the game show. I was the Jeff Probst of the whole episode. The cast doing challenges and, you know, all right, we've got a bungee jump now. Take a look. And they like do the dramatic shot of the big, huge crane. They're like, oh, no. So it was a whole episode of like challenges and games that they did.
That's cool. Hey, Leslie, actually, since you work for Viacom and Paramount Plus is coming out, do you have like codes you can give us?
I'm going to work on that because, I will have codes because we'll be showing Yellowstone and then Behind the Music is coming back and MTV Unplugged. It's going to be really cool.
So funny. Buy the damn app, Cubby. It's $5.
Dude, you know, iHeartRadio, right? iHeartRadio, they don't give the DJs, and I'm on the air for a major station in New York City. We don't get free access. I pay $12.95 a month for the iHeartRadio app out of my own pocket.
Finally, Gwyneth Paltrow getting a little heat over her COVID-19 claims. Apparently, she's under fire from the National Health Service's medical director in the UK because she said fasting and infrared saunas can help treat anyone who has COVID-19. It's really funny because a lot of the stuff that she talks about with supplements and everything can be sold on her site at Goop. So I'm not sure if she's just trying to sell some of her products, but they're saying, yeah, this is not like proven.
I'm disappointed. I thought you were going to have a vagina candle update.
Yeah, I know.
I really thought that that was coming. I've watched her Goop special on Netflix, I believe. It's like 6 or 7. It's fascinating. It actually,
she turned it into such a huge business.
It's unbelievable. They go on these weird retreats, Cubby, where they like, you know, okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to fart now. I want you to smell it and just really take it in. And that's going to cure your dandruff. I mean, they have all these, like, I'm telling you, it's the strangest thing.
You can buy anything on Goop. I love when she has like her holiday, you know, gift guide and everything is like way over my budget.
And then someone came to her and said, do a vagina candle.
And she did.
A candle that smells like your vagina. And then what happened? Yeah. Every outlet in the world picked it up. It's just like, these guys are so, they can manipulate the press so easily.
I've yet to smell it. What does the vagina candle
smell like? I did not.
Vagina.
It smelled like Gwyneth's.
That was the whole bit.
Yeah, I know. I never actually like held it or smelled it.
What, you never actually smelled her vagina? No. You can't compare
her candle.
Leslie, I never actually smelled it.
Talking about the candle.
We hope you've never smelled it.
We have a promo.
Dude, can we just say we were talking about her vagina candle?
Oh, Cubby,
held it or smelled it.
All we have to do is like throw the fishing line out.
Stop
it's kind of
it.
Like fly fishing. You just keep snapping the line.
And we catch it.
Leslie will take it.
Barnes is going to edit this and make me look so bad.
Oh, look for it in social media, everybody. All right. So I'm kind of a tech forecaster, people.
A tech forecaster.
Yeah. I bring up things months before and then they happen. And so now, remember I talked about OnlyFans and I talked about how I felt like there was a Twitter thing happening. And what has Twitter announced this week?
Yeah.
They're basically ripping off OnlyFans. Have you guys seen this? The super follow?
I saw that.
So they're trying to double their revenue by 2023, their annual revenue. And so they're coming out with these super follows. You will pay $4.99 a month and you'll get content that is specifically for the super followers. They're totally, I mean, because OnlyFans is killing it right now. And so they're coming after that. I just don't know if it's going to work. Twitter gets such a beatdown in the fact that they have so many fake accounts and bots. And people just question, you know, is it really, you know, are they really people?
Have they already rolled it out?
No, it's coming out. They just acquired this company that had some sort of newsletter. Mm-hmm. There was a tweet about it, one of those tweets that they tag you in or it came in the DMs. It was some company they bought. I forgot the name of it, but it does like some sort of newsletter in your stream. And so I guess that company, I think it was called Revue, like spelled funny, like R-E-V-U-E. And this new thing will add this subscription layer to the top. And I guess Twitter gets like a piece of it.
But for those that don't understand it, fill in the blank for me. OnlyFans is for people that...
You get access... There is a big part of it that is sex or fetish based. And there's also there's also celebrities on there that let you see behind the scenes of a video shoot or while they're recording an album or whatever. So Twitter is saying they're going to have this layer where if the pop culture show had super follows, we would say, oh, today we're going to send the camera out with Cubby for the day. And he's going to be posting all these tweets from work with that are only for super followers.
I see.
Is this
so you subscribe?
Okay, I'm going to break it down even more.
It's like Patreon.
Exactly. I was going to say, because I'll be on YouTube watching an interview with someone and they'll say, and to get more behind the scenes, blah, 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 go to my Patreon account. And I'm like, wow, do I really have to go through this extra layer?
Well, I want to tell you guys that, you know, if you actually went to our website, YouTube, you would know that for a year now, I've been taking Patreon donations.
And I thought so.
I have this fantastic new villa down in St. Lucia. It's been really well. So thank you to all the fans. I'll get you guys hooked in and we'll put your checking in. No, I'm kidding. People always say, why aren't you on Patreon? We're like, people aren't going to pay for our shit.
Well, I'm just asking,
kidding?
Do you think this extra layer, though? I'm at that point now where I don't want any more extra layers of things.
Well, tell Twitter. I just think that I don't see it working. OnlyFans is already dominating the market, but we'll see. Super Twitter followers coming soon to your Twitter stream.
What's the opposite of must-see TV? Catch the Pop Culture Show now on your Amazon Fire or Roku TV. Just search the Pop Culture Show and download our free app. Remember, you can't unsee this stuff. Approach with caution. The Pop Culture Show.
Let's talk TV talk. TV talk is where we're going to let you know anything brand new that's out. It could be a movie, a TV series, a documentary. I have one for you guys that I just started. A friend of mine told me this, and it's kind of overdubbed. I don't know if you've seen a lot of the stuff on Netflix coming from Italy or France, but it's a series.
You just trashed me last week about watching.
No, subtitles. I'm not talking subtitles.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. This is one I've been seeing the previews for, and we just dove into it last night. We're already on episode 4, Lupin. And I think it might be pronounced Lupin. It is the guy who, he's kind of like the gentleman. The gentleman jewelry heist person. And
I've
it's really
that.
Cool. It's in France. It is overdubbed, but it's really good. It's intriguing. I don't know if you've seen the previews.
Cubby, subtitles harder or overdub?
Subtitles. No, overdubs. I think overdubs harder.
Me too, because I'm such a freak about like the fact that it doesn't line up, and it's so weird to me to watch their mouths and they're saying something completely different.
I thought so too, but when we got into the episode, like halfway through, you don't even think about it.
Right. Well, that's how Money Heist was.
The thing I like about subtitles, we mentioned this last week, I think, I like that it forces you to watch it because, again, my wife and I will start watching something and I'm more likely to hang on there longer before she looks at the phone. But if it's a subtitle, you're forced to keep your face on the screen.
So that was it. Lupin. I just started watching that on Netflix.
I've seen that, and they're pushing it. France is on a streak right now because Call My Agent is another French one that I told you, which is subtitles. And I still stand by. If you can try that for an hour, Leslie, you will be so hooked. But it is reading the TV. It's a workout. But they're dominating that top row, like Lupin and My Agent right now. It's up there.
How's the Pop Culture Show doing in France? I know our Denmark numbers are good.
Stand by. I have the in my NASA control center, I do have the ability to tell you right now.
Tell me.
I'm refreshing the screen. Ooh, we're up in France right now. We're at 54 all time.
Wow.
I'll take France. That's a win.
Denmark, we are slipping. We're down to 21.
Well, that's a bunch of shit right there. We'll get that back.
Barnes, it's really interesting. I looked it up, and Lupin has like a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Retelling of a classic French story, the world-famous gentleman thief and master of disguise. I think you'd dig it.
I may try that. I'm still into Behind Her Eyes, Bono's daughter, in the Eve Hewson, and it is dark. We're halfway through. We're starting episode 4 of 6.
Do you like it?
I do like it. It's very twisted. It's got that psychological thriller vibe that I really like. Still can't say enough good stuff about American Idol. I think that it's a great season. It's not too late to start watching it. A lot of great stories are still in the first audition round.
Right.
So the whole pack has not been formed yet. That's on Sunday nights. I do have a question about, you know, you guys make fun of me for all the reality shows that we watch, and we do watch a lot of them. I don't understand what they're saying. Married at First Sight, which this season is in Atlanta. Sorry, Cubby.
It's
the second time they've been in Atlanta. And it's because of all the tax breaks. I mean, it's huge. The tax breaks are massive. And I've watched this for, I don't know, 15 seasons probably, and I still don't know what they're saying in their little intro bumper. Listen to this and tell me
what they're saying. It's all or nothing.
Wait, can you play that again?
I thought it was It's All a Love Thing.
No, I did too. And it was bothering me and Coco. We were talking about it, and I said,
you watch this?
We love Married at First Sight. We're not watching the season, but we've watched the last like
eight or nine.
Wait, can you play it again?
It's all or nothing.
You're just coming out of the closet about watching Married at First Sight. I've talked about this multiple times. You never say a word.
Well, because I'm not watching this season, and I'm a little I didn't chime in. But go ahead, play it again.
The season's good. I thought it was It's All a Love Thing. It's all a love thing.
Makes sense.
It's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
Getting married at first sight, baby. Here it is. It's all or nothing. Here we go.
Well, thank you for clearing that up because I was like, it's got to be something about love. Is that from a song?
No, I mean, there was a song called All or Nothing by O-Town, but I don't think they're ripping off O-Town.
I feel like that
it's just a statement.
They just made a little hook. I don't know. Go do your research.
You ever been to Notch's Tavern?
I'm wearing the shirt.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. You making fun of my shirt?
No, I was going to see if you remembered you were wearing that shirt. I was going to say, I was going to be like.
It was established in 1919.
I was like wondering it. If you're going to be like, how did you know about that place? And then I was going to say, oh, you're wearing the shirt, but you caught on.
I'll give him a plug. Dive Bar T-Shirt Club. This is something you would love, Cubby.
I know. I do like the shirt.
Every month they send you a different bar. And they send you a cool little story on a card.
How did I know about this?
It's so awesome. And a lot of them are black, Leslie. I'm surprised you don't know.
Wait a second. I have got Dive Bar T-Shirt Club. Is that the website?
.com.
Yeah.
And they send random ones to you once a month.
Yeah, every month. And it's really cool. I've had it for like 5 years, I think. I'll start and stop, and then I'll like get
Burns,
another batch of them.
That is the great tip.
I thought it was a Texas thing, like from your Austin days.
No, this is like from the Dive Bar T-Shirt Club. So they'll send you like a little card that tells you about the bar, like the history of the bar,
right,
where it is, the whole thing. And then
you
they
tell
include
them your
the
size.
Shirt. Yeah, Dive Bar T-Shirt Club. That is not a paid endorsement, ladies and gentlemen. That is just
It will be soon.
A fun fact.
I freaking love that. Barnes, I have another one for you. Are you finished?
No, are you kidding?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, with that one?
No, I was going to say, I was just going to bring up that The Voice is back this week. And, you know, I'm a fan of The Voice. I love the judges, but Nick Jonas is back as a judge.
They rotate in and out a lot, don't they?
Yeah. John Legend, Kelly Clarkson, Blake is the names, you know, is the person that's been on there the longest. But that's back this week, too.
I have a couple of more. Lady and the Dale. Did you watch that on HBO Max?
Okay, I've seen the previews. Tell me what it's about.
Fascinating. Think, remember Catch Me If You Can.
Which I loved.
Right. So it's that kind of vibe. I'm on the last episode. I think there's only four episodes. It's about when the gas crisis happened in the early 70s. This con artist, I forget his name, created this car called the Dale, and it was a three-wheeled car. And so started marketing this car, and it took off because they were promising 70 miles a gallon and all this crazy stuff. The guy becomes a girl. So the guy was a con man, and he had really run out on his luck. He'd moved every month. He had like three or four kids. He kept moving. He couldn't hide anymore. And then he ends up transitioning. And then no one knows who he is. So now his next big con is this car.
That's cool.
And people don't figure it out until you watch it to see. But so he starts taking all these deposits and getting all this money on this car. It's a fascinating story. It's trippy. It's called Lady and the Dale.
I did see that as I was looking for something new.
HBO Max. And then two quick ones. Everyone is fired up about this coming to NBC April 1st. Listen.
You know how so much time has passed that you can't reach out? Days turn into months, turn into years, and I just kept waiting for the right moment.
You know what that is?
The reboot.
Law and Order. Organized Crime.
Wow.
That's Christopher Maloney, who never really got a proper goodbye with Marissa Hargitay.
Wow.
Coming Hargitay. Back.
And so the shot of him talking, he's talking to someone. You don't know if it's her or not. So a lot of fans are thinking that may be her, and maybe we're going to see these two back together. I don't know. April 1st.
Is this a one-time thing or the beginning of another whole new series?
It's a series.
Wow.
That franchise is just, it's unbelievable. Cha-ching.
It'll be on April 1st on NBC and always the next day on Peacock Network. And then last one, the Billie Eilish documentary I watched on Apple Plus. Have you
How
watched
is that?
It?
Not yet.
Yeah, Leslie? So good. It's long. It's like 2 hours and 20. I'm like 2 hours in. And it's fascinating to see behind the scenes. You get to meet her old boyfriend, Q. You get to see some rare footage of her, like, at 13, singing. Such a beautiful voice. She just seems like such a cool girl that you would just want to hang out with.
I think I told you I met her briefly.
No, where?
Third Man Records here, Jack White's place. They had, for Grammy members and voters, a performance from her. She did, like, four or five songs. And we all got to meet her afterwards, and she was smiling. She was so nice. It was because you think she's going to be really dark, but she was really nice and love her voice.
It's interesting seeing behind the scenes, like concert footage. You know how when she goes and she jumps up and she starts jumping, she goes back after the show and she's like, I can't do it anymore. Her legs are just killing her, and she has to ice her legs and do all this crazy massage and stuff. And you see a lot of that. It really humanizes her and how she looks at her fans. Here's a quick clip from it.
I just want us all to be in the moment for the song, because I feel like in life we tend to do things and then we're always looking forward to the next thing. whenever thinking about what's happening right now. And this is happening right now. We are never gonna be in this moment ever again. So why don't we be in the moment, yeah?
We're all guilty of that, be in the moment. But that was at a concert.
It's going to be fun to see where she is in 10, 15, 20 years and how she grows. I was thinking about that, actually, Leslie. Like Pink is on a country song this past year, and Gwen Stefani, all these people have branched out, and it's kind of fun to see where Billie Eilish will be.
Barnes, I need to ask you a question because, and I am curious to watch this, but usually when you think documentary on an artist, you think it's after they've achieved a certain level of success after 20 years. You know, you see these amazing documentaries about, you know, their whole career. Was it too soon, or did you find this to be really fascinating?
No, because it was behind the scenes. They take a lot of video. Her dad and her family, her mom, I believe, was an actress or had acted at some point, and they just have a lot of home movies. I didn't think so at all. I thought it was a great
That's good
look
to know.
Behind the scenes of how she creates songs. Even her parents, her mom will come to her and say, "Billy, that's just too dark. You don't need to talk about jumping off the roof." And then Billy would explain, "Well, I'm saying it's better to put it into a song than to actually do it." And her parents will come and say, "This is too dark." Or the record label would come to her and say, or to Phineas, and go, "We need a hit."
Right.
And she doesn't want to hear that because she thinks that's negative. You're writing for mass appeal. And she's like, I want to write for me. So it's very interesting, I think, to watch just the behind the scenes.
No, that's great to know. I'm going to watch it.
It's on Apple Plus.
Well, shifting gears, this is a little crazy, but I don't know if you've seen Google Genius now has $49 a month course that can replace college. So basically, for about $300, you can get a degree and you can get a killer job from Google. And it's interesting because a lot of companies are saying, you know, how it used to be where you had to have a college degree. Well, now there are a lot of companies, including, and I'm going to mention these companies, Google, Apple, IBM, Intel, Starbucks, Publix, Home Depot, Bank of America, all saying that they are posting these job openings where there's no college degree that is necessary. And now you can get this course. It's like 6 months, only about $300, and you can get an amazing IT job.
Wow.
So these brands are so big that they're trying to pull you off of going to college just to educate for their brand. But how do they guarantee you they're not going to cut you in 5 years?
Elon Musk said, "You don't need to have a college degree to work at Tesla." Thought that would be interesting. He also said that college is basically for fun and not learning. So he's basically saying you need that kind of on-the-ground experience. And these IT jobs, when you have, you know, this certain knowledge, you're almost guaranteed a gig for life at different companies.
But is that, do you think that knowledge is crossover?
I think
worthy?
It is. I think that people are learning coding and things like that. To me, you can transfer coding to just almost anywhere, but think about how expensive it is to send your kid to college now. It's really unaffordable.
It is one big party.
I tell you what, I saved my family a ton of money because if you find what you love and you're able to make money doing it, I mean, lucky for me, I think all of us start in radio very young. It's all about getting in that real world. I'm not dissing college, but a lot of times you learn the most right in the real world.
Oh, I did go to college, and I would never give that back. I mean, those 4 years, you know, the things you learn just in not only in life, but and through going through that party phase, but also in, you know, I think I retained a little bit of stuff in classes. But to your point, Cubby, I mean, it's the 1% that see that job of being on the air and think, A, that they can do it and do it at a high level. You've been very successful in your career. And all of us have in that medium, but it's very hard. And it's very hard to get to that point. But it's this culture now wants to go from zero to hero immediately.
Oh, yeah. My nephew is going through that right now. He's trying to, God bless him, he's trying for that Hail Mary. He's just trying to, you know, just get the big hit song. He's like, he does music. And he's just trying for that one hit. And
I think they see influencers who make a lot of money doing nothing and think they can do that too. But
I agree.
You know, I don't think they're saying this replaces college, but they're saying, you know, you take this course and you might be able to get a great gig.
And do you get a Google diploma?
You get a certificate. It says in our hiring, we will now treat these new career certificates as the equivalent of a 4-year college degree.
Look at that.
Woo!
Well, those places to work there, I don't know if either of you have been to their campuses. I've been to Facebook and I've been to Apple. It's unbelievable It's like Disney World. I mean, you have restaurants that are free.
Games.
You have a jam room at Facebook. I couldn't believe it. You go, if you just want to jam, you're feeling the urge.
You don't want to get off the campus.
No, you go in, there's drums, guitars, bass, mics, PAs. It's just set up like a stage.
Places to take naps.
So there's like a barbecue restaurant. So that day you're feeling it. And they make it so attractive to stay there on campus that you never want to leave. Same with Apple. I went to Apple headquarters and my head is on a swivel. You're looking around.
You're like, please hire me.
But they have to do that to get those people to lure them into that culture. And then most of them don't want to leave.
I can totally see that.
The Pop Culture Show is brought to you by Big Five Rum. Welcome to the club.
Peace out. We'll see you next week.